Blog Talk Radio.
Mentioning that name, we never get tired of praising that name. We never get tired, hallelujah, of giving adoration to and exaltation, because he is our Lord, our King, our Master. What a wonderful God we serve in him. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, nothing can compare to his love, his relationship. Nothing can compare to him. And in just reflecting, I think of the love of God and I say, Lord, how is it that I can just continuously love you the way I do, and you love me the way you do, day by day, brand new mercies, bountiful blessings being poured out. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful God we serve. I tell you, people of God, if you just stop in the hustle and bustle of life, and just take time to reflect upon his goodness, the endlessness. There's not a second, a minute, an hour of the day, of any day, that he does take his eyes off you. That is awesome by itself, that God consistently and continuously looks at you, that he beholds your goings, your doings, the words that's coming from your mouth. Hallelujah. Everywhere we are, he is, noticing his children, watching over us, protecting us. Praise the Lamb of God. One of my friends was talking to me on the phone yesterday, and a big sound, boom, hit, and I'm sitting there, and they got all excited. I said, calm down. I said, what's wrong? Oh, my God, that was lightning. Oh, my God, it felt like it hit right here where I'm at. Blah, blah, blah. And I said, calm down. I said, Jesus is in the house with you. You fine. Don't worry about it. Pretty soon, Knox was at the door, and in the condominium complex they live in, they had everybody come outside because, sure enough, lightning had hit the building, the front of the building, and put a big, giant hole in the building. But their lights were not out. Nothing was wrong with anyone. No one was killed. And I told them, I said, hey, he's right there. Praise the Lamb of God, and he directs the lightning bolts. He does all these things, and we must remember the divine love and the divine protection of God that's all around us, and give praise to him for his goodness and his grace. I love Jesus today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, and I love you, you, and you. Boy, I went to a service last night. Yes, Lord, I'm going to tell you all something. That Bishop Noel Jones, he preached us crazy. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, what an exciting time, what a wonderful time we had last night as the man of God from California, praise the Lamb of God, shared with us. You can see my voice is still out there raspy. Plus this weather change. Oh, my God, the temperature plunged last night here in Michigan. It was beautiful. Oh, God, the temperature plunged. Caught all of us out without coats and hats and things of this nature. But I tell you, praise God, service in New Jerusalem, Flint, Michigan was really off the chain, people of God. It was tremendous. Yes, it was. Boy, the power of the Lord was there. Praise the Lamb of God as the man of God plowed through the Word of God, and bringing us into a place of understanding, praise God, the grace, hallelujah, that God has placed upon us all through Romans, praise the Lamb of God, the fourth chapter. Oh, justification, he dealt with all of that. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, justification, regeneration, and all of that. And while I was sitting there, I just saw, praise the Lamb of God, within the confines of the text, the Spirit spoke to me and said, access to God. Access to God. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, I began to type right there on my pad and start taking notes. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to have a word for you all very soon concerning access to God. Praise God. Because salvation, praise the Lamb of God, gets us in the house, but it does not get us in the throne room. Praise the Lamb of God. You're saved. Hallelujah. But what is your relationship with God? And we must get access granted, praise God, so that we can behold, hallelujah, the throne of God and enjoy the relationship as children, dear children, praise them, not just children, but dear children of God. And I want each of us to have that. That's going to be an exciting time. I'm going to bring my brother on the show, Bishop Darrell Husband, praise God, who has written books on prayer and fasting. And we're going to talk, praise the Lamb of God, concerning that great, praise the Lamb of God, prerogative that belongs to all of the believers, and that is what? Enjoying the boldness of coming into the presence of God. Enjoying the boldness of coming into the presence of God. And we all, praise God, have access to God. We all have access to God if we follow the prescription. If we follow the prescription, praise God, in order to gain access. I want all of you to remember to pray for Texas. Praise the Lamb. They had so many tornadoes down there. I don't even know how many. I think it was above 15 tornadoes ripping through homes and things of that nature. So we're looking that way in prayer today. Yeah, we have to remember those who are less fortunate and those who are going through catastrophic times as God continues to move to reveal himself in a new way. Praise God. Yes, that's right. I said it. As God moves to reveal himself in a new way to many people who do not know God, who do not know God. Praise the Lamb of God. And we have to, people of God, understand the pragmatic movement of God is to win people back to him, to bring them back to acknowledging him, to bring them back to understanding that he has control over everything. Yes, he does. Praise the Lamb. God is in control, and we must remember that as we see all of these things happen. You will have a breakdown yourself and go into a depression because you don't understand that this is God's doing, and he's doing it, praise the Lamb of God, on the behalf, hallelujah, of all of those that it's touching to bring them to a place of prayer, to bring them to a place of acknowledging God and gratitude, hallelujah, gratitude to be birthed in their hearts so they all can come into the knowledge and the presence of God. Oh, my God, this has been a week of running, week of outpouring, a week of pouring it out. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, and I just thank God for the revival this week. It's just been a revival in my spirit. Hallelujah, people of God. Our God is King. Our God is Lord. Hallelujah, sons and daughters. Your Papa is on his way to Chicago. No doubt I'll be in Chicago late Sunday night and Monday, praise the Lord, there at the Tri-Stone Church. Yes, at Tri-Stone with Bishop Simon Gordon. Is the pastor, and he is also our regional bishop. We will be there in the house, and would love to see some of you there. Praise the Lamb of God, sharing with us in the house. We will be there, praise God, Monday night for that service for the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship State Convention service. We will be in the house, praise the Lamb of God, and I hope to see many of you all there. Fellowshipping with us. Bishop Simon Gordon is bringing the message. And you all know, those of you that heard this man, oh my God, what a man of God, what a deliverer of the word of God. Hallelujah. And I want you to be present there in Chicago, Illinois, over there on Vincennes, 102nd and Vincennes. That's where the church is located there in Chicago. We will be there. Praise God. God willing, give us strength. Finish our service up on Sunday evening, and then we're heading to Chi-Town. Praise the Lamb of God, one of the best towns in America. Hallelujah, because I was born in Chi-Town. It's my town. Yes, it is. Praise God. I just want to tell you something, PSM, to all our intercessors today. I love you all. Praise God. I just want to give you a shout-out today. And allow you to know that my love is set on our intercessors today. I woke up this morning. I went into prayer and praying over PSM, praying over prophetic truth, praying over the people of God. And this is what the Lord spoke to me as I prayed for blessings. I felt a release in the spirit, people of God, of the showers of God's blessings of promises on our lives. I felt the release. I already had felt the release of the Pentecostal power, the outpouring. That I know has been released. I know that God said there's a greater one coming, another one coming. Praise the Lamb of God that I am setting myself up for. Praise God, and I hope you are too. But the release of the blessings of the Lord, the promises of God in your life. People of God, I'm telling you today, God told me. He said, decree it over them, praise the Lamb of God, declare it over them, and pray it over them, and I will release it to them. This I've done, praise the Lamb of God. So I'm asking all of you and all of the intercessors to join me. Praise, I'm telling you now, this day, hallelujah, of just prayer and praise for that shower of blessings that's coming your way. Praise the Lamb of God. I want it to rain on you. I really do. Praise God. I'm here to tell you that God spoke that to me this morning. Hallelujah. And I want you to receive the blessing of the shower of the rain of God's promises. I want it to hit everybody. I really do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And if you have faith, if you believe the report, if you obey the prophet, what does the word of God say? You shall prosper. That's the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Believe God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you to prosper in this today. I want you to prosper in this today. I feel a praise in my belly. I feel a praise in my belly. Did y'all hear what I said? I said, I feel a praise in my belly. Praise the Lamb of God. And listen, we're going to give God a little praise today, and then we are going to come right back, praise the Lamb of God, and enjoy this show and sharing and interceding one for another. Our intercessors are on the line. Praise the Lamb of God. Our intercessors are on the line, and we're going to enjoy the Lord today. I'll be right back.
You are and how great your affections are for me. grace in his eyes. If grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. Love is so thick and tangible in this room tonight. And there are some of you here that have not encountered the love of God. And tonight, God wants to encounter you and wants you to feel His love, His amazing love. Without it, these are just songs. These are just words. These are just instruments. Without the love of God, it's just like we're just up here just making noise. But the love of God changes us, and we're never the same. We're never the same after we encounter the love of God. We're never the same after we encounter the love of God. And right now, if you haven't encountered the love of God, and you would know, because you wouldn't be the same. You would never be the same again. And if you want to encounter the love of God right now, you better just brace yourself, because He's about to just blow in this place. And we're going to encounter the love of God right now. So God, I speak to all the hearts, and I ask God that every heart be open right now. Every heart be open. Every spirit be open up to You, God, to You.
I just thought I'd throw a praise in for us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And I think I chose the right one. It excited me, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. You're listening to Prophet Michael Shakespeare with PSM Perspectives. Praise the Lamb of God, Prophetic Perspectives. And if you're listening via the internet and you would like to join us, praise God, here in our studio, please grab your telephone and dial this number, area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. Join us, praise the Lamb of God. And on our live show today, we would love to have you as a guest, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, we're going to move to prayer. Hallelujah. I just got a message from my daughter, even, that she needs us to pray for her. You know, Angel has been blessed to go to Ann Arbor, where they have a specialist training her voice that has flown in from Italy. Many of you might not know, but she does sing opera also. And they're training her voice. They heard her voice and said, we must lay hands on this girl and train her in a way, praise God, that she'll be ready for the performances that is destined for her. And so they have her in a special training. And I think the high stress of it, praise the Lamb of God, is messing with her nervous system, and she's starting to get blurred vision and things of that nature. I want all of you all to join us in prayer that God will strengthen, relax her, praise the Lamb of God in this, and just plead the blood of Jesus over her today. Praise the Lamb of God. Also, people of God, you know, these tornadoes in Texas have done a lot of damage. Some people have been killed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. People have been killed, homes destroyed, all kinds of things. And so, you know, a lot of people are miscombobulated. A lot of people are misplaced. A lot of people are in an uproar, and all kinds of emotions are running high now in Texas. They said about 16 tornadoes, yeah, that are ripped through there. So we want to pray, people of God, for that and for the relief and the help, the assistance, that love would burst forth from the hearts of neighbors who have shelter and things of this nature for the people who are displaced. Just think, all you got to do is put yourself in their shoes and you will be able to pray for them sufficiently. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people, it's prayer time. It's intercessory prayer day, and I know my warriors are here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prayer warrior number one, push one on your dial and lead us to the throne of grace. One of our intercessors, praise the Lamb. Let me see who this is today. Praise the Lord. I believe this is one of my daughters. Erica 224.
Good afternoon, Prophet, and everybody. This is Magic Nice.
That's Magic Nice. How you doing, Magic?
I am fine, and you?
I am blessed of the Lord, as you can see. Praise the Lamb of God, at least here anyway. Praise the Lamb. I am happy in Jesus Christ today. Oh, my goodness. Imagine this. I'm telling you, the Lord has spoken today concerning blessings. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to be disrupted. When God speaks, all I say is amen. Hallelujah. And God has declared that we decree this, that we pray it, praise it over one another, speak it over one another, that the showers of blessings, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, would come on us all. And you are up to bat today, praise the Lamb of God, in the batter's box to lead us publicly. Oh, I feel the presence of the Lord coming on me even now. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God in heaven. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah, to lead us to the throne of grace. I think we're going to get a prophetic release right here on the show today. I really do. The Spirit of the Lord is just moving on me right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, Maginese. Lead us to that place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God.
Yes, God.
We honor you, God. We magnify you on today. We exalt you, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done for us, oh God. You are faithful, and there is none in comparison to your goodness. When we think about your goodness, nothing can be compared to you, Lord Jesus, for you are faithful. You have come through us, come through for us once and over again. You've done it. You are God of the encore. You've done it again and again. And if we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to praise your name. But today I stand and say hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God that was slain for sinners. Thank you, Jesus, for your obedience. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for reconciliation. Thank you for being our Redeemer. Thank you that we can call upon your name and that we don't have a distant God, but we have a God that answers, that hears us and answers and moves on our behalf. So we just bless you on today. We honor you. We extol you and lift you up in this place. Take the seat of honor in this place. We lift up Holy Ann to you and we bow down and worship you because you are sovereign God. You are magnificent God. You are worthy of all praise. There is none like you. And first and foremost, Lord God, I ask that you would forgive us, God, for our sins, God. Forgive us for those things that are not pleasing unto you. Forgive us for mindsets that we've grabbed a hold to that are not like you. Forgive us, God, for being disobedient. Forgive us, God, for not praying like we should. Forgive us, God, for not worshiping as much as we should. Forgive us for not speaking the word like we should. Forgive us for worrying, God, when we should be trusting. Forgive us, God, for just saying those things out of our mouth that are not pleasing unto you. God, we've asked you time and time again, God, to create in us clean hearts and renew within us right spirits. But I stand on this day, God, and I ask you, Father, that as you cleanse our hearts and as you renew our spirits, God, that you would give us that keeping power that we can hold on to that deliverance, so that as you clean us up, as you wash us with the word, that we would stay clean, God. We would not turn back to, as a dog turns back to his vomit, that we would not turn back to those things that you have delivered us from, God. So we just bless your name because you are faithful. You said anything that we ask in your name, you would do, Lord Jesus. So we ask these things in Jesus' name. You said that if we believe you, it shall be established. If we pray and ask and believe, it shall be done. So we believe that you will do those things that we've asked you to do. And I decree and declare over PSMI and over all those under the sound of our voice that we will start receiving the showers of blessings of your promises, and that we would walk in the power that will shock sinners into repentance, oh God. I ask you, God, that you would release the blessings that have been held up from your people, God, that you would release them on today. And we decree that and declare it upon your people that there is a release in the spirit realm, and that as they go forth to seek you, they shall also pull out what has been released, God. Give them the words to say. Give us the words to say. They will allow us to take hold, Father, of those things that you have released. Let us see tangible manifestation, God. There have been many prophecies over us, God. They have called us into our earthly place, God. You have called us into our place of destiny. You have called us into our place of power. You have released anointings upon us, oh God.
And hallelujah.
That we would begin to see these things manifest in the natural, God, because we know that it has already been done, God, that when you say that it is done, it's that moment, God, we believe that, and we believe your promise, God. So now we ask you, God, that we would begin to see it, God, with our eyes, God, that we would begin to touch the wealth, that we would begin to touch the prosperity that you have promised us, God.
give us to those who are in need, that people would provide shelter to those who are in need, that people would just put their hands together, God, to help rebuild those things that have been torn down, and that you would strengthen the faith, God, of your people and let them know that you have not left them, God, but you do things in divine order, God, and some people are being set up so that you can bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. We understand, God, that you said that every high place shall be brought low, and every low place shall be brought high, God. So we ask you, Father, that you would do that right now for your people, God, because you are faithful, God, and all those, Father, who have been brought low, I ask you, God, that you would exalt them, God, for we understand that this is our due season, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, because in your word, you said there was a season where we shall pray, Father, that we shall sow and reap in the same season, and there will be no delay. And I ask you, Father, that you will release that anointing upon us right now, God, that as we reach forth towards you, God, that you would do those things, that you would even anoint our hands, God, that everything that we touch, we shall prosper, that everything that we touch, we shall multiply, God. And I ask you, God, for resurrection power tonight, that you would receive your people, God, with resurrection power, that we God, and that the spiritually dead, God, would be raised as well, God. I ask you, God, for the anointing to rise upon your people, so that we will know the time, and we will know the time, God, and that we will be filled with wisdom, God, and we would give you all the glory, oh God. And we ask you, God, for Pentecostal fire to rest, God. Let it rest with us, God, upon this Pentecostal week, God. And we seek you, God. We know right now the time that we are in, God. You have allowed us to know that. So we ask you, God, that you would come through like a mighty rushing wind, as you've done it before, even as you did it on Tuesday, God. We ask you that you would do it again, and you would do it again, God. And we thank you, God, because we know that greater is coming, God. And since greater is coming, greater, what shall we do, God? In the name of Jesus. You said that you would do it, God. You said that if we seek you, we will find you, and you would show us great and mighty things. This is what you said, God. Not by might or by power, but by your spirit. This is what you would do it, oh God. So we ask you, God, pour out the spirit. You said that you would pour out your spirit upon our own flesh, God, and that we would dream, and we would have visions, and that we would prophesy, God. I ask you for that anointing right now, God. Even those who have not been faithful to the past, I ask for mercy in that area, God. I ask you, God, for your grace, God. We can lean upon your mercy and your grace. And you, I ask you, God, that you would allow us all to be inclusive and to release, God, in the name of Jesus. For you know the hearts of all men. You know those of us who fell off the path. You know our hearts, God. You know what we chose to do and what we intended to do, God. I ask you, God, that you would have mercy in that area and that you would allow us to receive, God. Allow us to receive, God. Allow us to receive, God, for we have even pressed forward in prayer, God. We have pressed towards you in prayer, and I ask you, God, for divine enlightenment of your word. I ask that you would illuminate your word, God, that you would illuminate it, Father, and give us divine interpretation, God, that we would draw out of your word what you are saying, God, and that we would not put in, Father, what you did not say, God, that we would hold to what you are saying, God. That we would speak only your word. And for those ministers who are coming up now, I lift them up before you, God. And I ask you if you would go forth before us, God, and that you would fill our mouths, Father, with the word, Father, and that it would be sharper than any double-edged sword, God. And that we would be Holy Ghost filled preachers, God. And that we would only speak what you are telling us to say. We would only go where you are telling us to go. And we would be filled with the fire of your anointing, God. And that the world would be changed through us, God. In the name of Jesus. For I commit my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, for that is my reasonable way of worship, God. So I thank you, God, because you said that if I ask, I shall receive. And anything that I ask and believe, you would do. So I believe these things done. And I thank you for manifestation. I thank you because you are faithful. There is none other like you, God. God. There is none beside you, none before you, Alpha and Omega, the one true and living God, my King, my Redeemer, El Shaddai. There is none like you. Emmanuel, Lord, you are with us. And we just bless your name. We bless your name and we honor you, God. We thank you, God, for all that you've done and all that you will do, God. We thank you and we ask these things in the name of Yeshua. Amen.
Maganese, while you were praying, the Lord told me, he said, when she finished praying, oh, my God, I feel God. I told you all, I feel God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no has been poured out unto them. Hallelujah. And that they shall receive it quickly, saith the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Swiftly shall you receive it, says the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. Hallelujah. And addeth no sorrow. He told me to say this to the people. So I'm saying this to you all. Praise the Lamb of God as an apostolic prophet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, people of God. I'm saying this as an apostolic prophet. Hallelujah. The blessing. Hallelujah. Of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Be upon you now.
Hallelujah. I receive
the name of Jesus.
God. I conceive it, God.
Hallelujah. 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 Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.
My God, we stretch our hands open to you in faith.
Couple
from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Rosh Hashanah. We run out in the rain of your blessing. Shower, God. Down on your people. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Who is like God?
There is none like you, God.
It's like God. There is none. Hallelujah.
Oh,
like
hallelujah.
Our God and our King. God, my God, my God. My God, my God. People of God, the storehouse of God is wide open. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Be your holy name. You are God. You are God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Arasha.
You are worthy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Really, thank you. For the open heaven, Lord God, thank you.
Oh my God, the Lord says, hallelujah. Oh, somebody got to put this on the page too. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said to tell everybody that has fasted that he is well pleased. Praise the Lamb of God. But God said today, because he has answered, God said he declares that the fast is over. Hallelujah. God said the fasting is over. Praise the Lamb of God. Because what we have prayed for, he has given. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Father, as a sacrifice, I continue. Hallelujah. I continue to press into you as a sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Lord, just strong your presence. Thank you, Father. Thank you for hearing prayer. We're not worthy, Father. Thank you for hearing our cries, feeble petitions. Oh, your mercy is great. Your love is everlasting. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you, Father, for awakening my ears in the morning and my eyes unto you. Thank you, Lord, that I hear your voice. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah for the blessing that you're placing on your people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God in heaven. Hallelujah. What manner of a God is this? Hallelujah. 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 The fast is lifted off you, people of God. Hallelujah. The Lord has spoken. What can I say? What can I do but prophesy? God has spoken. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Blessed be he today. Woo! My God, my God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Wow. 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 Imagineese.
Yes.
God said he's going to give you a new car, a new house, a new job. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Come on, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Prophet, I have not prayed and asked God for a car or a house all this time until today. I just got those words off of my mouth this morning.
Lord Jesus, God said all three of them yours. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, he's, boy, oh my God, you can see him on me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, Father, bless your people today. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless your people today. Glory to God. Oh, yeah. Y'all forgive me today. My goodness gracious. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My. Hallelujah, God. Who are we that you love us so much? Bless your name today. Bless your name today. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so excited for you, Imagineese. For the saints, I'm excited for you. Hallelujah. For all of us, what God is speaking today, we are pressed for this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. My God, my God, my God, my God. Oh, what a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior. Yes, Lord. Yes, we pray. Yes, God, we adore you. Yes, God, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Ask. Oh, God, Rabashatae. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, I'm trying to get my balance here, people of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my, my, my. Rivers are flowing, rivers are flowing. Refreshing rain. Hallelujah. Rivers are flowing. Refreshing rain. Oh, God, bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you speak, Maganese?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I thought you said something to me. I'm sorry. Hallelujah.
Oh,
no. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to you.
I said, if they would just praise me and thank me, hallelujah. If they would continue to praise me and thank me, that the blessings will not cease. They will keep coming, people of God. Yes, God. Give God the praise. Give God the glory, people of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank Him.
Thank you.
Every blessing.
Thank you.
Thank Him for every blessing. Stop and tell Him thank you for every blessing. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Being able to get out of your bed in the morning, tell Him thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Give them praise for the air you breathed. Give them praise for the food you eat, for the water you drink,
hallelujah,
for the clothes you wear. Give them praise for the place you dwell in. Give them praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. It's our time, children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I give you glory and honor and praise in the highest. Yes, God, today.
Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to
Jesus.
God. Thank you, Jesus. There is none like you. You are God and God alone. You are worthy, 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 God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We call you holy, God. Holy, 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 Lord. You are holy. You are sovereign, God. You are majesty. You are powerful, God. All seeing, all knowing, God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But God is going to be healing in this rain, I promise you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's going to be restoration in this rain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's going to be joy in the rain. Bless your name, Father. The showers of showers of blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, God, strength in the rain. Strength in the rain. Hallelujah. Elevations and promotions in the rain. Hallelujah. New businesses is in this rain. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. God said, rest is in this rain. Praise the Lamb of God. Rest is in this rain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A rest from the stress. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I need a praise prayer. I need an intercessor to push one now. Praise the Lamb of God, one of my intercessors. Don't you come on now, push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Is my son Brett? Brett, you listening? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Where is my children today? Praise the Lamb. Oh, you may be laid on the floor, though. Hallelujah. That's a possibility. Ooh, I know I got some sons and daughters. All these people are lit up here. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you. My God, my God. We're looking your way today, people of God. Hallelujah. And those with special prayer, you know, at any time you can push one on the dial today, it is intercessory prayer day. Hallelujah. And you can receive special prayer. Hallelujah. From the prophet, from Maganese, and those of us that's here, our intercessors, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can receive special prayer today. All you have to do is push one on your dial. I am just amazed, praise the Lamb of God. Amazed at God today. Hallelujah. At the word that came forth. Yes, dear.
I just want to be obedient to the Spirit of God. I'm hearing that Tamika has that praise prayer in her belly. If she is on the line, the first name I heard was Brett. And Tamika, if she's on the line.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I don't know. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. For some reason, the intercessors are being bashful today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Tamika. Oh, my God. Bertha, where is my intercessors? Hallelujah. Praise God. Here's somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, this may be President. Who is this here?
This is Denise Prosser. How are you? How are you, Maganese?
Boy, we are blessed today. Praise the Lamb. Let me open this other mic right quick. Who is this? 248? Is that Brett?
Hello?
Two
Hello?
Eight.
This
two
is Andrea.
They're not saying nothing.
Yes, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Who are you?
This is divine favor, and I have to say this, Prophet.
All right.
This is Andrea. This is divine favor.
All right. Stay on.
Okay, I need for you to, I need for Maganese to know that she's in the Holy Ghost. Right when I pulled you up on the screen, my friend Tamika is over my house. I said, Tamika, don't you want to call in for prayer? Before we could pick up the phone, Maganese said something. Tamika was listening, but she couldn't hear what she was saying. Tamika has a daughter named Grace. So I need for Tamika, for Maganese to repeat what she said. And Tamika's right here, and she's going to speak to her for prayer.
All right.
When you mean when I said the name, Tamika? I'm not sure of what I said.
I thought you said to make a prayer and to pray.
Yeah,
oh,
praise
yeah,
the Lord. I'm here. This is Tamika.
Imagine.
I said, I'm hearing Tamika has that prayer of praise in her belly. That's where that prayer of praise is. He was asking for someone to pray. And that's what I said concerning Tamika.
Yeah, that's what, praise God. Hallelujah. But Tamika, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
All right, praise the Lamb of God. Now, Tamika, now, is there some special prayer you need today?
Hello?
Yes, Tamika, is there special prayer you need today?
Well, just really in general, and for my children. Just in general. It's a lot of stuff.
All right. Praise the Lamb. Well, we're gonna pray for you today. Praise the Lamb. Erico 74, your mic is open.
Hey, Prophet. This is Elder White. I came on.
All right, Elder White. I know my sons and daughters. Yes. Wow. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 504, your mic is high.
Hi, Prophet. This is Tamika.
This is Tamika.
Yes.
So now that's Tamika that you were referring to, right, Matt?
Yes.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, Tamika, you're going to lead us in a prayer of praise and thanksgiving for what the Lord has spoken today. Hallelujah. And the things he's about to do for us. Hallelujah. And I want you to pray that we do not mismanage the power or the prosperity that's being poured out on us. Come on, daughter.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord God. We magnify your name this day, Lord God. May you receive, Lord God, the fruit of our lips, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the lifting of the fast. We thank you, Lord God, that you have received, Lord God, our worship, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you received every prayer that we have prayed for, Lord God. Everything that we've done in your name, Lord God, we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, Father God. I rebuke in the name of Jesus, Father God, every gluttonous spirit, Father God, from the release of this fast, Lord God, that we won't be gluttonous, Father God, in the release, Lord God, that we won't be gluttonous, Father God, in the power, Lord God, that you've given us to go out in, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that as we go, Father God, in power of your majesty, Lord God, carrying your glory, Lord God, that we will truly, Father God, move in the power of your spirit, Lord God, laying hands on the sick, Father God, doing the signs and wonders, Father God, that you released us to do, Lord God. We magnify your name this day, Lord God. We give you glory, Lord God. I bow down before you, Lord God, saying thank you, Lord God. Great are you, God, and greatly to be praised, Father God. From the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same, Lord God, your name is worthy, Lord God. You are holy, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, for the release. Thank you, Lord God, for Pentecostal power, Lord God, being released upon your people in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we'll walk in the power and the victory of your might, Lord God. We sing songs, Father God, of praise unto your name, Lord God. Thank you for the fire of your Holy Spirit, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord God. We just say, magnify your name, Lord God. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord, Lord God. Thank you, God. We thank you for this day, Lord God. We just say hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. May we walk, Father God, in the spirit, Lord God, of discernment, Lord God, as you have lifted the fast, Lord God. May we, Father God, walk, Father God, in the peace, Lord God, of your might. In everything, Lord God, that we need to do from here on, Father God, we won't go back to the old, Lord God, but we'll walk into the new things of your spirit, Lord God. We'll be led by your Holy Spirit and what we ought to eat, Lord God, what we ought to say, Lord God, who we ought to speak to, God, who we ought to lay hands on, Lord God. And we just praise your name, God. We just say hallelujah. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Jesus, God.
Hallelujah.
We worship your name, God. We worship your name, God. In Jesus' name, God.
A Lamb of Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, what a move of God today on this show. My God. Hallelujah. Oh. The Spirit of the Lord is here in the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Who is like you, God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, boy, this has been just going on here all week. Has been like crazy. Praise the Lamb of God. Since the outpouring Tuesday night, I'm just of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Don't forget, next Tuesday night, also, we're going to climax. Hallelujah. In a Pentecostal explosion there at the Truth Church in Dearborn, Michigan, and you all are invited to come and share with us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for another explosive night. Oh, my God, hallelujah. I just feel the presence of the Lord so strong. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Father. Yes, God. All right, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. My son, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Raphael.
I'm here, Prophet.
All right, Raphael, praise. I'm really touched by these tornadoes and stuff. Praise the Lamb. There's people missing that's not accounted for. They said that these people won't get power back for at least 3 weeks. Hallelujah, and the displacement, all of that kind of stuff is going on down in northern Texas. And I do want us, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, hallelujah, to entreat the Lord concerning them. Praise God. One of the blessings that is released to intercessors and to those of us who intercede for other people is the blessing, praise the Lamb of God, for being in the position that you are, that you're sensitive. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, Raphael. I want you to lead us to the throne concerning, praise the Lamb of God, on behalf of others that have been affected by whatever, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that besets them today. Just give us, hallelujah, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, your heart, thank you for it today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Come on, son.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. You're worthy of our worship. You're worthy of our glory, God. You're worthy of our praise. And we magnify your name because you're worthy, O God. We give you honor that's due your name, O God. Honor and glory, dominion and power, God, belongs to you, O God. And we lift you up today, O God, because you're so worthy. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come standing in the gap, O God, for your people today, God, that has been affected, God, by the tornadoes, God, that have been affected, God, by the events, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking, God, that now, God, that you would step in the midst, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we're asking, God, that you would be their provider, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking, oh, God, that you would touch them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them a peace of mind, oh, God. Give them a joy, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, because your word declares that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, oh, God. So, God, even in the midst of their crying, oh, God, we're asking, oh, God, that you would turn it around, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the midst of the hurt and the pain, oh, God, we ask, oh, God, that you would turn it around for the good, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask, oh, God, that your anointing, God, will saturate that area, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, that there will be power, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you will be the power source, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that every family, God, that has been broken apart, oh, God, would be mended, oh, God, in the name of
Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking, oh, God, that even those people, God, that they have lost their lives, oh, God, that they will be in your arms, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh, God, for your comforter even now, oh, God. We ask, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you go and wrap your arms around that mother, God, that may have lost her daughter. Go and wrap your arms around that father, God, that may have lost his son, oh, God, in these tragic events, oh, God. And God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh, God, that you would go forth, oh, God. Hallelujah. And God, that you will have your way in that place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, any demonic force, any demonic attack against that place, we ask that it go to a dry and a barren place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that your will would be done, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we bless you for quick recovery, God. We bless your name, oh God. That, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will give them the desires of their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name because you're worthy. And it is in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen and bless God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb. What a wonderful, wonderful time we're having here in the Lord. Hallelujah, and the Spirit of God is definitely present. Thank you, Raphael, Elder White. Praise the Lamb of God for coming forth today. Oh, my God, my daughter Tamika prayed such a wonderful, loving prayer. Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't think I ever heard Tamika pray before. Hallelujah, that was beautiful. Hallelujah, and beautiful spirit, too. And I thank and praise God for her prayer. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord. Divine favor, you still with me? Boy, oh boy, oh boy, they get off quick. My God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Boy, look at this line today. We got all people from everywhere today, from coast to coast. Hallelujah. South Carolina, Greenville is here. Everybody's here today. And we thank and praise God for each of you being here with us. Praise God. Prophet, where is Prophet Darrell?
He is right here, Prophet. Hold on just 1 second.
God bless you, Apostle.
Well, you going to check in today at all in the office, or you just took the day off?
My phone is, I can't get in my phone. I locked my phone. I don't know how to get in my phone.
You locked it, now you don't know how to get in it. Praise the Lamb of God. Sound like you and I run hand in hand and that kind of stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Lamb of God, that's a powerful move here. Praise God.
My God.
That is a powerful anointing that's placed on people of God. I want to tell you this again, that the Lord spoke and said, the fast is over. Praise the Lamb of God. That he has heard our prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm going to continue as a thanksgiving, praise the Lamb of God, to him. But God says he has heard our prayer. Hallelujah. And he's pouring out. He's doing what he's supposed to do. I feel so warm right now. Praise the Lamb. It's a heat just all over my body. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful God we serve, people of God. Hallelujah. I'm in awe of God today. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Man, I don't know. I think, praise the Lamb of God. I think, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I don't want to go before you. Hallelujah. And what your will is today. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me tell you something. When your prayer life and your spirit life come into an agreement, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, you will access God. Praise the Lamb. Y'all better listen to the prophet today. When your prayer life and your spirit life, what you mean, my spirit life? when you have disciplined your flesh.
Mm.
Hallelujah. When you come into this spiritual place, you will access God.
Mm.
Praise the Lamb of God. You will come into a place, praise the Lamb of God, in a position that you will hear God. You will feel Him. You will sense Him without asking. Without asking. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's where you want to be. You want to be spiritually sensitive to His presence. Hallelujah. Spiritually sensitive to His presence. And you want to teach and discipline yourself to the way God speaks to you. And you want to fine-tune that thing however He does it. Fine-tune that. Hallelujah. So that you can hear God's voice, so that you can hear Him clearly, praise the Lamb of God, and interpret what He says according to His word. Because He's not going to go out of the parameter of it. Praise the Lamb. Ain't no need to be in confused about anything He speaks to you. It's right there in His word. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Woo!
My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I know divine favor. Tamika, you still here? I'm talking about the other Tamika, not praying Tamika, the other Tamika. It was two Tamikas.
My Lord.
Divine favor's friend, Tamika, are you here? I guess not. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She had requested prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. I didn't want to. So I've been asking for divine favor. I don't know what happened there. Praise the Lamb. It shows that their mic is open. I don't know if they're on mute or something, or left the phone sitting down or something. But we praise God. Hallelujah. We're praying for her. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Dale, what you hearing the Lord say today, son? Son, what you hearing?
Apostle, I'm not even going to lie. I was sitting up here feeding my face with smoke meal.
Now, you know, Prophet Dale, I can appreciate a man who tells the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. He's in his bowl of meal right now. Hallelujah. That's a good place to be. Hallelujah. I need to be in meal bowl. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This liquid fast voice else. Oh my goodness. Praise God. Maybe I can put my oatmeal in a blender. Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
And juice it or something. I tell you. It's been a wonderful. This has been one of the best fasts I have ever been on. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. With the consistency of it, the consistency of prayer and what have you, and just listening to God speak concerning so many various areas, praise the Lamb of God, of life. I mean, when you're fasting, there's so many things that can come against you.
Yes,
you know? It's so many things that can come against you when you're fasting and giving yourself to prayer that can hinder you, praise the Lamb of God, from staying in the place that where you need to stay. And one of those things, praise, I found out is people, praise God. People are most of the time are your greatest, praise the Lamb of God, temptation. In a fast, once you really get into it, once you push your plate away, start doing that, you have to be careful of personalities who are not who you are in the fast.
That's right.
They will bring you out of it. Praise the Lamb of God. They will bring you out of it with a lot of carnality, and you have to be very, very careful of that. A lot of foolishness, you know, will break your concentration, will break your mindset when it comes down to that. Erica 504-307. Your mic is hot. Erica 504, you called. Your mic is hot.
Good afternoon, Prophet and Prophet and everyone else on the line. This is
Denae. Hey, Denae, how you doing?
I am awesome. I am awesome. How are y'all?
We are blessed.
Hallelujah. I called in to testify with you when you were saying when you on a fast. And I'm not sure if it was just this particular fast because, you know, this fast was very consistent. Mom and Mama brought some Popeye's chicken home yesterday, and I was like, Lord have mercy. I was like, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. And I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to stay in my room. So, and the Lord was like, she about to call you and ask you if you want some chicken. No, some red beans. And I was like, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. I said, Lord, I can't do it. Just let me stay in the room. And my mom called me. She was like, I know you can't eat chicken, so you want some red beans? I was like, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. But my flesh wanted to grab them red beans. But I was like, no, I can't. I can't, like, just break that covenant with God. I can't break that vow with God. I have to stand strong because I've never been on a liquid diet. That was just something completely new to me. But I was like, I'm going to stand strong. I'm going to stand strong. Lord knows I wanted to get something, some food in my system. But I was like, I'm going to live off of this juice and water. And I was just devoted to it. And I was like, I thank God because the more I pushed, the more I pushed, the more my prayer life became, prayer life went higher. The more I began to see God's face, the more, because I was like, Lord, I need your strength like never before. And the more I pushed, the more I pressed, my prayer life went to the next level. And I was just like, man, God is truly awesome, simply awesome.
He is that. Praise the Lamb of God. You have to be careful of personalities. Then you have to be careful, praise the Lamb of God, when you're fasting, of the temptations and the spirits that come through the media. That's another very dangerous.
Yes, sir.
Boy, that the media mess you up. So you have to watch what enters into your eye gate and your ear gate. That's very, very important, people of God. Hallelujah. And you have to remember, praise the Lamb of God, that the media, hallelujah, this airway is a very, very strong, demonic, venue that allows, praise the Lamb of God, anything and everything to come through it. And a lot of times, praise God, it can attach to you in a way that you can't shake it, praise the Lamb of God, because your spirit is open. Because your spirit has been open, you'll be subject, praise the Lamb of God, to other spirits. So you have to be very careful. And you'll be mess around and you'll be sort of, duly aligned, praise the Lamb of God. You will be thinking that you're speaking out of the Spirit of God and you're not. That you're operating out of the Spirit of God and you're not, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There are other spirits that will attach to you. So you have to be very, very careful of what goes through your mind and your ear, your eyes and your ear, what you see and what you hear, because it can do you damage if you don't be careful. Wait a minute, that's another caller. Erica 248. You called in, Erica 248. Your mic is hot.
Oh, yes. This is Tamika calling back.
Oh, Tamika is calling back. You just in time, Tamika, because I got a prayer warrior on here named Denae that's going to pray for you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And cover your children. Praise the Lamb of God and your family and all that you were speaking of. Praise the Lord. Denae, would you do that for her today?
Of course, of course.
Hallelujah. Come on, Denae, pray for your sister.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name today, Lord God. We honor you, Lord Jesus. God, you are so worthy and you're so mighty to be praised, Lord God. You're so mighty to save, heal, and deliver, Lord God. God, we believe your word today, Lord God. God, we're standing on your word, Lord God, that if we seek you, Father God, if we seek your kingdom first, Lord God, that everything will be added unto us, Lord God. God, I pray, Lord God, that you will give us the desire to seek your face even the more, Lord God. God, that we will just begin to praise you, Lord God, even in the midst of our situation, Lord God, even when the river is over our head, Lord God, even when the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord God, we stand on your word that you will raise up a standard like never before, Lord God. God, we bless you and we honor you, Lord God. God, I pray and I lift my sister up to you, Lord God, like never before, Lord God, that you will touch her, Lord God. God, you see the need, Lord God. God, meet the need right now, Father God. Show up and show out, Lord God. Let them know, Father God. Let the enemy know who is in control, Lord God. Let the enemy know that you sit on the throne and you rule and reign and you legislate, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I bind the enemy hands off of my sister's life, Lord God, and everything connected to it. I cover her and her family and her children in the blood in the mighty name of Jesus. I cast, Father God, I cast every spirit out, Lord God. Every spirit that is trying to attach to the family, Lord God, every spirit of poverty, Lord God, every spirit of burden, Lord God, every spirit of depression, Lord God, I cast it out in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, I lift her up to you, Lord God. God, heal her today, Lord God. Make her whole like never before, Lord God. God, cause prosperity to be upon her, Lord God. Cause a spirit of prosperity to be upon her, peace and joy, Lord God, a sound mind, Lord God. Even in her children, Lord God, let them excel in school like never before, Lord God. Let your hand continue to rest upon them, Lord God. Give them wisdom and knowledge, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. Give them revelation of you, Lord God. Strengthen their inner man, Lord God, to war, Lord God, to war in the spirit, Lord God, and know that you are God and you are God alone, Father God. God, strengthen their inner man, Lord God. Let them be the Father God, let them be a keen spirit, Lord God. Let their spirit be discerning, Lord God. God, let them rise up with power, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. God, I cover the house that they live in, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I send forth the warring angels down, Lord God. Send forth Michael down, Lord God, to war on their behalf, Lord God. Everything that tries to come in, Lord God, let it be burned up with your consuming fire, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I cover her. I cover her family, Lord God, in the blood of Jesus. Nothing can come against the blood. Nothing can come against the blood in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And let your peace reign over her like never before, Lord God. When chaos is going on around her, Lord God, let her look to the hills, Lord God, and say, thank you for my peace, Lord God.
Thank
God,
you.
I bless you, and I honor you, Lord God. God, anoint her eyes and her ears, Lord God, to see you, Lord God, like never before, Lord God, to hear you like never before, Lord God. Anoint her mouth, Lord God, that she will speak what you have ordained her to speak, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let her cast her cares upon you, Lord God, for you care for her, Lord God. Wave your banner of love over her today, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. Surround her in your love, Lord God. Surround her in your peace, Lord God. Surround her in your joy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we love you today, Lord God. And we believe we receive this by faith, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Mika, while she was praying, and I really want you to take this, praise the Lamb of God, as a word directed to you from the Lord. God said if you would give him 1 hour a day, if you would sanctify an hour and meet him in prayer and the study of your word, that God says, and I won't take this back, that he will turn things around for you so fast.
Jesus, Saya.
Until you will think that what you have been through was a bad dream. That's what God
wants.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
I believe it, yes.
Hallelujah. All you got to do is give God an hour.
Yes,
for the rest of your life.
My.
Hallelujah. You're not just a normal daughter.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you.
There's some special stuff on you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
You get ready for greater. You get ready for better. Thank you, Jesus. You'll be blessed today. You hear me, girl?
Yes.
Andrea, Andrea, to bring you to my church one day, okay?
I will.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I want to lay hands on you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Sis Danae. I think that was her name.
Hey, yeah.
God bless
yeah.
you. God bless you.
Hey, that's old Sugar Danae there. And red beans and Popeye chicken girl. The next and up, she was so. Oh my God, bless. Erico, hey, hey.
Hey.
Hear me, boo. How you doing?
Okay. I just wanted to call and ask for prayer because I'm still having issues with my banks, as far as like holding my money and stuff, and I, you know, it's just been a nightmare for me as a small business, and I really, really, really need prayer over that because I do not understand what's going on. It's been, like, going on for a while for me.
Okay, let me ask you something, and maybe I can help you. Praise the Lamb of God. What bank is the check drawn off of?
Well, it's not checks. I'm again, remember I tell you, I'm a contractor for the government, and okay. I a lot of my business is merchant services goes through credit cards. So after a while, you know, for some reason, I changed because I was trying to get a better deal. And with this new merchant service, they decided to hold my money. And it's been like one thing after another. And one of the reasons is because I was with Navy Federal, then I switched from them because I felt like they're good for as far as personal. But as far as, like, business, I just felt like they just wasn't helping me grow. You know, and then I had some identity theft stuff where they were duplicating my credit cards, and you know, it just was a lot of stuff going on, and I didn't get help from them with that. You know, this has been going on since August of last year. So this year I decided to try to change everything, which I should, and switch to Bank of America because also Navy Federal is like 2 hours away from me, and at least I can go to Bank of America like pretty much 5 minutes away. But it's not too – it's merchant services, like the new one, is like one thing after another. They keep asking me for all this stuff, and I'm so scared because as I grow and do business, I don't need them holding my money, and now I'm finding out today they do that to everybody, this particular company. I just want from up under
good
this company.
News.
I just want, huh?
I got some good news for you.
Okay.
God said it's been released, and not only has it been released, God said he has assigned a special person to your file.
Oh, hallelujah.
Sure.
Thank you, Jesus.
That it goes through.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
He was just talking that while you was talking, praise him, because I prayed about this a couple of days ago. I
yes.
prayed about this for you a couple of days ago.
I know.
Box me. So I asked God, did he, when you was talking, I said, Lord, did you hear me? When I pray, the Lord said, tell her this, it has been released.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And he has assigned someone. God said, I assigned someone. See, we don't understand, people of God, that God, whether it's a sinner, a saint, a heathen, or whatever, God can stick his hand in anybody's chest and turn their heart to, from, for anybody that he desires. God can make a drug dealer walk up to you and give you everything you need. There is no limits on God or what God can't do. The only limitation that God has is our belief. Norah Jones said this last night. He said this, he said, you know, God has given all of us gifts, and there is no varying with him and this, that, and another, and we all have opportunity. He develops our faith. as the author and finisher of our faith, he said, but Jesus didn't say that you would have this, that, or another if you have faith. He said you will have this, this, that, or another if you believe. He said, now, your belief level, listen to me good, people, praise the Lamb of God, hinges upon you. He told, Jesus told the Jairus who came to him, and his child was at home near the point of death, when they came and told him, trouble the master no more, because your child is dead.
Come on, apostle.
Jairus got ready to walk away, and Jesus looked at him and said, only believe that all things are possible. Then he said, come on, let's go to the house. On your belief. So Lord Jones said this last night. Hey, he said, don't get mad at me, because the God I believe in is bigger than the God you believe in, although
yes,
we're serving the same God. He the same God, but you just don't know him the way I know him.
Oh, yes.
So we need to allow our belief, prophetic people, in the possibilities of what God can do to expand, and that will expand your prayer life.
What you say?
You will stop asking God for firecracker things. Your belief level will grow so much until you will see stuff that you know you can't possess on your own, but if you believe. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Somebody going to get this. I ask all the time, how big is your God?
Who?
How powerful is your God? When you say El Shaddai, that your God name is El Shaddai, what does that mean to you? You say he almighty, and you can't believe him to heal a toenail?
Yes, come on.
Something wrong with your belief system.
Come on, apostle.
You can't believe him to release what is being held up for you? Something is wrong with the God and you that you serve. Praise the Lamb of God. There is nothing that is impossible with my God. Hallelujah. And where one shut a door, God will open a door through another one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All you got to do is walk in purpose and destiny. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Ooh, I love the Lord today.
Good. Ooh, my God.
God said that your belief in him hinges, I'm telling you, he's talking to me to tell you this. Your belief in him hinges upon your relationship with him. Oh, God, thank you. Listen to what the word of God said. Thank you for bringing it back to me, Holy Ghost. Listen to what the word of God said. How can you believe in him whom you do not know?
Ooh. Give us that for free, apostle.
So to know God is to believe in God.
Amen.
So how do you know him? Praise the Lamb of God. Expand your knowing. Expand your knowingness. I put it that way. Expand your knowingness of God. Hallelujah. We search everything. We look at, we research everything. Research God. Know him. Know him. Praise the Lamb of God. And once you really get to know him, your belief will just rise up to the place, praise the Lamb of God, that you'll believe him for any and everything. You'll be telling God, I know you can do this. I know you can do this. Another preacher was preaching this week. He said he went to God in prayer because he saw something he wanted, and he looked at it and he said, God, I want that, and I know you can give it to me. He said he walked away, and a year went by, and he had an attitude with God, and he went back and said, I told you I wanted that, and you haven't done it. I know you got the power. Why haven't you released that to me? And the Lord told him, because you didn't ask me. You told me what you wanted, but you didn't ask me for it. See, that's a whole different ball game there. Let me tell you, people of God, I really want to help a lot. I want to help you all as much as I can, praise the Lamb of God. But you cannot, people of God, listen to me good. You cannot work God the way you want to work him. You got to work God the way God says work him. Now, I'm talking about the things of God that unlocks your blessings, that open the doors, that gets you in the throne room. You can't just do it any way you want to. If you study God and study God's word, you'll start seeing what really makes things click for you. And you'll start walking in it. Hallelujah. Got another caller. Erica 210, your mic is hot.
Erica
210.
Hello.
Hello, who's calling?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, yes. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Who is this?
Yes, this is Miss Rebo. I can hear you.
Where are you calling from, Miss Rebo?
I'm Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Huh?
Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Oh, you're down in the bayou.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And why are you calling today?
I was told to call by L.D. Scott.
Okay.
To call again.
Something's wrong with your telephone. You are really breaking up a lot here.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Now, what did you say? You was told by somebody?
Margie Scott.
Margie.
In.
Okay, I know Margie. Yes.
Yes, and I had reservations about calling in. I've been in a place where I've been in ministry for close to 12 years. And everything that I was told to do. And right now I to a place to reconnect with God and not allow what happened to me to make me walk away again.
Okay, so you're telling me, let me see, let me draw a picture here, that you said you've been in ministry?
Yes.
Okay, and so now but something occurred that has hurt or damaged you to the extent that you have not been participating in ministry and church life much, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, so that's somewhat what is, you know, we label that, you know, as in a backslidden condition. due to whatever. And so you feel in your heart now you can regain faith and belief in God enough to reconnect and come back into the place where you should be and need to be?
I've been reconnecting with God in the process, and I just had this. I'm afraid to go back to the church.
To the same church or any church?
Any church.
Wow. You got hurt pretty bad, didn't you?
My. I know. And
wow.
I read my word and I pray.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid to get back into ministry in the capacity I was in before.
Okay, now let me ask you some other questions like this. Do you work?
Not right now. I recently divorced, and I am living with my parents right now, trying to start my life over.
How old are you, sweetheart?
I'm 47.
47. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. And you've been through a lot of various situations and what have. Let me ask you this. How long ago has it been since, you know, you've been attending church and what have you? How long has it been?
How long has it been since?
Since you stopped attending church.
February.
February of this year?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Boy, I thought you got ready to tell me like 10, 15 years. Good. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you were hurt and injured there, praise God. And you don't have to share that with us. That's really personal between you and God and what have you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you this, daughter. Now, do you remember, praise the Lamb of God, when you first came to Christ?
Yes.
Do you remember his mercy and his grace that was extended to you?
Yes.
And you remember, praise the Lamb of God, all that he forgave you of, right?
Yes.
And at the same time, in forgiving you, he has asked you and us to forgive others in like manner. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
The condition we were in when we came to Jesus and awakened out of our sleep and slumber of satanic life for our separation from God was a condition to send us to hell. But he forgave us. And he cleansed us. And he restored us. He gave us new life. So he says to us, I need you to do this to other people, for other people, because you're going to be offended. Praise the Lamb of God. Offenses are going to come. Manipulations are going to come. Lies are going to be sown. Things are going to happen to you that you're just going to have to live and be like me by forgiving others. That is your salvation. That is your restoration. Power, sweetheart, is in the place of forgiveness. And you're going to have to forgive whomever hurt you, whether it was the entire church, whether it was the pastor, his wife, whoever, a deacon, whoever hurt you in any kind of way. Praise the Lamb of God. You must find the same love of God that saved you. That's the only way you're going to be able to forgive them. It's the same love of God that saved you. Forgive them with that love. And if you did anything, praise the Lamb of God, in the process, even with your husband, then you got to forgive him and you got to forgive yourself. And the latter may be harder than the former of forgiving yourself. But you're going to have to find the power through your repentant prayer. You have to find the strength to recognize that Satan has taken you out of the game for a purpose because of your anointing on your life. It's strong enough to deliver others. But what he has meant for evil, God has meant for good for you and for others. Now, we're going to pray for you today. We're going to lead you in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to do this personal. Prophet Daryl Saunders is here. Praise the Lamb of God and some others. And I'm going to lead you in prayer right now. Praise the Lamb of God. And then, hallelujah, I'm going to counsel you more later on. But I want to pray for you right now because we only got a few more minutes before our show is over. But I'm so desperately happy that you called today. Hallelujah. Because one of the ministries, giftings, and anointings that God has placed upon me is the anointing to restore people and to bring matter of fact, Prophet Daryl Saunders just reconfirmed this, praise the Lamb of God, when we were in Chicago, when he was here in Detroit. And he shared, praise the Lamb of God, that God was bringing me to a place to restore ministries and to restore ministers back into their rightful place. If I pray with you today, will you open the gates of your heart for the love of God to come back into you that's strong enough, hallelujah, and powerful enough through his blood to wash away sins and to forgive you and to forgive others? Can you do that with me today?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Tell me your first name again.
Misty.
Misty?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters that's listening to my voice, this is what ministry is about. Hallelujah. And if we don't have time for this, we ain't got time for God. Praise the Lamb of God, because this is the real work right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, people of God. So I need all of you all, praise the Lamb of God, to come into agreement with us. Yes, Lord, intercessors and all, I need you to come into agreements with us, prophets and prophetess, apostles, pastors, potential prophetess, I need you to come into agreement with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For of this, our daughter, our sister Misty. Hallelujah. That as we pray that the power of restoration be upon her, that the power of forgiveness be hers, and that she can forgive just like Jesus. Come on, let's pray, daughter. Father in heaven, we give you praise. We give you honor, hallelujah, we give you glory, for you are our God, you are our King, and we love you today. We reverence your anointing, Father, we reverence your presence here. We thank you for your daughter, Misty. I thank you, Father, for her life and her living. I thank you for the ministry gifts that's in her. Oh, God, today, your daughter needs you desperately. Hallelujah. I thank you for Margie. I thank you for her witness. I thank you for her intercessory life that she has stood in the gap for your daughter. And I stand with her now that the restoration can come. But Father, there's hurt, there's pain, there's bitterness, there's resentment. Hallelujah. There's shame, Father. But I know you are God that's able, hallelujah, to forgive because you've done it and you do it every hour of every day. Hallelujah. So, Father, we plead the blood of the cross. We plead your suffering. For you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. By your stripes we're healed. Hallelujah. We thank you for forgiving grace, forgiving power, forgiving strength, that we can love like you love, Father. Hallelujah. For then and only then do we set ourselves in the way of being just like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. So today, Father, I rebuke every demon of hell, every form of witchcraft. I bind it to the pit in Jesus' mighty name. And I command the breaker's anointing that's on my life to be upon Misty now. Hallelujah. To break away the chains of the enemy now. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, hallelujah, God, randarabushata, to break it away, Father, to cause new life, new joy, new peace to be hers, even this marriage, Father, randarabushata. Oh, God, you are able today to do exceedingly abundantly more than we've asked or can expect. I pray for her today, Father, that all things be made new in her life as she forgive others. Hallelujah. I pray today, Father, that she see you moving in a mighty way in her life and that the Spirit of the living God will fall fresh on her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Misty, I have your number. We have to go. I have your phone number. We're out of time. Hallelujah. But I thank God for this connection. I feel the power and the Spirit of God on me now. Hallelujah. I know, hallelujah, that God has heard us. And I know, praise the Lamb of God, that your heart is open to receive a fresh outpouring, renewal in God. Hallelujah. A fresh rain. And I command it to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. People of God, thank you for being here with us this week. Hallelujah. People of God, don't forget to support the ministry, PSMINTL.org. As God bless you, be a blessing. Hallelujah. And don't forget those of us that entered into the fast. We want to sow that $50, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can undergird the ministry in Ghana. I ask you again today, people of God, sow that seed. Today, it's a jubilee seed. What God has spoken on us even today, hallelujah, what God has spoken should cause all of us to race, praise the Lamb of God, to PSMINTL.org and make that donation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's peanuts considering what God just spoke over your life. It's nothing, praise the Lamb of God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I love you all. Talk to you Tuesday. God bless you as God continues to make all of us new.
no one else. For you I surrender myself. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to do God's work and walk in victory.